Indian court says no case against CoinDCX founders, grants bail 3 days after arrest. The CoinDCX saga that escalated from police questioning to arrest in 24 hours has now reversed just as fast. A magistrate court in Thane, India, ruled on March 23rd that there is no prima facie case against CoinDCX co-founders Sumit Gupta and Neeraj Khandelwal in connection with the RS71 lakh, $75,000 impersonation fraud that led to their arrest on March 22nd. The court granted bail at 50,000 Indian rupees, approximately 530 per person. Both founders must cooperate with the ongoing investigation and trial proceedings. The court found the founders were not even present. The ruling hinged on a straightforward factual finding. According to Cointelegraph, court records state that some other person by representing as accused cheated the informant. The informant, the 42-year-old insurance consultant, who lost Rs 71.6 lakh through the fake website coindcx.pro, admitted in court proceedings that the person who met him at a cafe in Kausa, Mumbra, was not Gupta or Khandelwal. The individual who posed as a CoinDCX representative, identified in court records as Rana, had already repaid the victim. The court noted the matter was amicably settled between Rana and the complainant. In practical terms, the police arrested the founders of a major crypto exchange for a fraud committed by someone else, using a $10 clone domain, and the victim himself told the court the founders were not involved. 3 days, three chapters. The timeline is worth laying out. March 21st, Gupta and Khandelwal are questioned by Mumbra police after a first information report is filed. CoinDCX denies involvement, pointing to 1,212 fake websites impersonating its platform since April 2024. March 22nd, the situation escalates to arrest. Thane police charge the co-founders with criminal breach of trust under India's Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which carries up to 7 years in prison. March 23rd, a magistrate court rules there is no case, grants bail, and the founders walk out. From questioning to arrest to exoneration in 72 hours. The speed of the reversal underscores how thin the original case was. Criminal breach of trust, a charge that implies the accused had custody of the victim's money and misappropriated it, was applied to two people who never touched the funds, never met the victim, and were not present when the fraud occurred. What CoinDCX told the court, the co-founders characterized the incident as third-party impersonation, affecting cryptocurrency brands across India. CoinDCX has maintained from the start that the fraud was committed by impersonators who built clone sites using the exchange's branding, UI, and founders' photographs. The 1-12 fake websites CoinDCX identified between April 2024 and January 2026 remain a real problem. The court ruling clears the founders personally, but does nothing to address the underlying brand spoofing ecosystem that made the fraud possible in the first place. CoinDCX is backed by Coinbase Ventures and survived a separate $44.2 million social engineering hack in July 2025, absorbing the loss and launching India's largest crypto recovery bounty. The exchange is not a fly-by-night operation, which makes the speed with which police jumped to arresting its founders all the more notable. The precedent question remains open. When the arrest happened, the core legal question was whether exchange founders could be held criminally responsible when their brand is impersonated by third parties. The court's no case finding sidesteps that question rather than answering it. The ruling was based on the specific facts. The founders were not present, the victim confirmed this, rather than on a broader principle about brand liability. That means the next time a phishing domain impersonates an Indian exchange and a victim files an FIR naming the real founders, the same cycle could repeat. The legal framework has not changed. India's crypto market still operates under a 30% flat tax on gains and a 1% TDS on transactions, with limited consumer protection infrastructure. For exchange operators in India, the lesson is defensive. Maintain detailed records of impersonation reports, publish public warnings about fake domains, and cooperate with law enforcement before an FIR is filed, not after. Market context: Bitcoin traded at 71,440, so 0.6% over 24 hours, and ETH at 2,483, 1.1% as of March 25, 2026. The fear and greed index reads 36, still in fear territory but slightly above the 27-28 range, when the CoinDCX arrests dominated headlines 3 days ago. The CoinDCX case has no measurable impact on broader crypto prices, but the swift court resolution removes one headline risk overhang for Indian exchange operators.